Hello, welcome to episode 51 of the Something Something podcast. Of course, I am still Kevin.
And I am Dan.
Yes, you are. Yeah, thanks for downloading us.
Yes, thank you for joining us for this lovely episode of 51 Land.
A lovely episode.
Lovely episode.
51.
What we got on for today, Mr. Kevin?
Today is going to be a slightly delayed E3 special.
Yeah, we got the E3 stuff, which we wanted. Well, we watched some of it and we just picked out our best bits.
The best bits, yeah.
Like what we're looking forward to. If you're looking forward to something different, yeah, let us know via tweeting.
Yes, because there was 4 days of E3 and it's one that we'd love to go to if we could, but it's just so annoying. It's in America. They should bring it over here. They should do like a UK one.
Yeah, just one year E3 should come out in like London.
We get Eurogamer, which is probably a baby in comparison to the E3 mightiness.
Yeah.
But EGX is still cool, but now it's in Birmingham. It used to be in London, which is a pain to get to. So that's like 4 days of gaming and stuff. But yeah, it's not on the same sort of level as E3, but yeah, we've been through the stuff. We've got some cool things to share. We're going to share what we liked from the E3, but yeah, let us know what you liked as well. So do you want to kick things off?
Yes, let's kick it off. Get your list up, boy.
So I've got my list up. So
the list is,
let's go straight
much
into it though. Random question. So who do you think won E3?
Who do I think won
E3? Yeah, what's your opinion? Who do you think, what publisher or what brand or who do you think won?
I don't know, really. I mean, to be honest, PlayStation was a bit downscaled this E3, I think. It wasn't as good as the Xbox stuff.
Yeah.
Because Xbox are ploughing, they're trying to catch up with PlayStation and PlayStation Pro. So they're like, right, look at this, we've got a brand new console.
Yeah.
The Xbox One X.
Yeah.
Which is basically their PS4 Pro version.
Pretty much.
But it's actually a little bit more powerful than the PS4 Pro itself. And they've got some new exclusive games that are coming out for that, which is a little bit fucking annoying, because I want some of those exclusives that for PS4. Like the, what's it called? A PlayerUnknown's Battleground thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Which is basically you start off with 100 people and you have to be the last one standing on this massive map.
Yeah,
and you just kill them all off.
That looked pretty cool.
But that's an Xbox exclusive now, because I thought it was coming to PS4 as well.
Yeah, I think everyone was a bit, I don't know if people predicted that there were going to be a new console announcement, but I just thought it was a bit, why now? Just wait it out a little bit, because how old is the PS4 now? Like, Xbox One and PS4, what, they're 4 years old now? 3 years old?
It's just like it's the same console, but just a bit more tech.
Yeah.
You watch, in a few years' time, or less,
there'll
be the PS5 and the Xbox, and probably just fucking 2 or something.
It just comes to a point like where we're just throwing so much money at games now and stuff, and it's like, can people afford it? Like, people might have just forked out for an Xbox One just because it's gone down in price, and mm-hmm. they've made a smaller edition just like the PS4 did as well. So you've gone and bought that, and now you'd be so pissed to hear that they've announced the Xbox One X. You'd just be annoyed, wouldn't you? Like, it's just now? Just wait. Or
it was almost the same as when the PS4 and then the PS4 Pro come out, and I'm like, why?
Well, that was a bit of a gap though, wasn't it? Like, the Pro came out quite a way after, like quite a long time after the PS4. I think it'd been a couple of years at least.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same with the Xbox One though, I suppose, the original one that come out. Then there was the Xbox One S.
Yeah.
There's the PS4 and PS4 Slim, but the Slim got released at the same time as PS4 Pro, so yeah, Xbox answer is, we're releasing the super console, which is, it is extremely powerful. But for people like me and you, we're older gamers, we don't really give a shit. We're not going to run it on 4K resolution.
No,
and
the
games come out pretty damn good anyway.
Doesn't matter. And games nowadays are so expensive anyway. So it's hard enough trying to buy a brand new game, let alone forking out for a new console.
Yeah.
As well, you know, it's just, and like you said,
50 quid a game nearly.
I know, and it's like, you have to really sort of want a game now to buy it.
Yeah.
And like, even with Tekken 7, I wasn't that fast, but I was able to trade some games in to get it on the cheap.
I wasn't that fast, but now that I've got it,
I'm happy I've got it.
It's actually really good.
Yeah.
I was a bit of a gamble actually with myself, because I was like, shall I get it? Well, a lot of my friends bought it, including you and seven other people. So I was like, because everyone else is getting it, I might as well.
Yeah, that's the only reason. I think that's the only reason it's worth buying, is because of multiplayer. And if you've got friends that play it, great. Obviously, I still prefer playing it like in the same room, like couch cop fighting and stuff, because you won't beat that, because you have a laugh and banter and stuff. But for me, I just know Xbox is trying to catch up with PlayStation, and yeah, they'll probably sell a few consoles, but
it won't go anywhere near the PS4 Pro sales. My prediction, anyway, they'll sell a lot, but the price tag is like £450 as well.
I know, sorry.
For that, you're paying like, oh yeah, it's top end, and you're getting like top end, probably almost PC graphics and stuff, but it will soon be superseded by PC's graphics cards anyway.
Well, but it already is now, though, because you're not going to beat the processing power of PCs.
No, you never are. Like, the consoles, they do a good job playing the games that you get on there anyway.
Yeah.
But, I mean, obviously, that's the beauty.
PCs upgrade, like, yearly, whereas you've got a console that lasts, what, how many years? Like, maybe 10 years.
Up to 10 years, yeah. About 7 or 8
on the same spec. And by that time, the PC's just banned it by leaps, isn't it? It's just jumped miles ahead, and it always will. But you need the money for that as well.
Cause yeah, I think it's not next year. I think it might even be the year after. They might even announce the PS5, I reckon.
Yeah.
It might even be announced the end of next year.
Yeah.
Like, this is what's coming.
I don't know if I bother, because
that's another £500 is probably going to be that you've got to fork out or something.
Probably still would have games that I hadn't even had.
And it takes a while for them to discontinue the previous model. They only stopped creating the PS3, I think, last month.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the last.
They're still releasing games to the PS3 as well.
Yeah, and I think they stopped making some. A majority of them stopped. I think there's only a few companies that will still release PS3 games. But yeah, it's still a good console. And PS4 will still be a good console for many years.
It's just getting to the stage of like Apple, isn't it? In terms of rather than waiting to release a brand new iPhone, let's release a sort of a 0.5 edition of it instead, hence the C's and the S's and things like that. That's kind of the way they're going with it, which is a bit silly, because it's asking, obviously, consumers to pay more money, but we'll see. I've yet to see any sort of gameplay footage or anything up to 4K, but can we really notice it when we watch it on YouTube? Because we're not usually watching it on a 4K monitor, so
no, we're not. Exactly.
So how can you tell?
And even if you're watching people play it on Twitch,
yeah,
we're not watching it in 4K, are we? We're watching it in 1080 or whatever.
Yeah. So people online are saying that Nintendo might have won E3 just in terms of Super Mario Odyssey and Metroid. Those two Metroid titles.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't give a shit.
Nintendo will never win. Like,
Sony won purely because of Spider-Man.
Yeah, that's it. Let's go to the games. Like, spoke consoles. Spider-Man, we're going in straight here with the best one, aren't we?
Spider-Man, really? Yeah. Absolutely.
Spider-Man the game looked amazing.
Yeah.
The fighting in it, the graphics, the whole dynamics, the environment.
Yeah.
It looks amazing. They should make like a Superman and like an upgraded, like, I know Batman's come out and that's been awesome on it anyway.
Been good, yeah. But probably one of the better superhero games we've had, actually, Batman, when it first came out. I never played Arkham Asylum, but I forgot the second one, Arkham City and an Arkham Knight, both amazing games. Like, so big, the level of detail in them as well. And Spider-Man looks incredible. And we've had Spider-Man games before. Some have been great, some haven't. I didn't play the last one that was tied into the recent film, The Amazing Spider-Man. But I remember the Spider-Man game on the GameCube, one of them, which was like ridiculous because you could web, and it would just web into the sky. Like, the web wouldn't go anywhere. And you'd be like, this is shit. And now apparently the web in this game
is off buildings.
And it's like, we didn't really see much webbing as such. We saw like a chase of a helicopter. It was pretty cool. But I like the real time events, like when that crane's falling down and like
you gotta press the A or
it's like
a,
running a, up X it. It just looks like a movie. It looks so cool. And we're gonna get some villains. We're gonna get the other Spider-Man as well, the Black Spider-Man.
What, Venom?
No, the character at the end of the gameplay trailer. There was another, I forgot his name, but there was a, it's,
oh, from like the film?
Yeah.
Like
The comic book. Yeah, there's the first ever Black Spider-Man, isn't there?
Yeah,
I forgot his name, but yeah, he's going to be in it as well. And it is based around his high school life as well, which is going to be cool. So yeah, Spider-Man, definitely can't wait for that. 2018, sadly.
Yeah, I thought it would come out this year
at
least.
Time away.
But when in 2008? We don't know yet.
Don't know yet. We just, yeah.
And the film comes out like next month, doesn't it?
The film is going to be soon, yeah. I forgot about that, actually. Yeah,
it's Spider-Man Homecoming, the movie.
Yeah.
Definitely be watching that.
Absolutely. That's going to be an IMAX as well, I think.
It's got Iron Man in it, so I'm going to bum it. What else is there? We got FIFA 18.
Yeah, you got all the usual stuff.
The usual, fucking FIFA 18. Do you know, that's what really pisses me off about FIFA.
I know.
They could release it every 2 years.
Yeah.
Because that would give them a chance maybe to upgrade a lot more stuff. And another thing is maybe give people time to actually buy it and play it, because yeah, maybe after a year a lot of the hardcore fans have bought it and completed it and whatever. But I don't know, it's a bit pointless.
It just seems silly that, yeah, you don't need to.
And there's only minuscule little shit.
Maybe graphic introductions, or they did a story mode for the last game.
Or they've got a new fucking move on their feet or something. Oh, you can do this move now.
The last one had an actual story mode with real footballers in, of like mo-capped, and it was a story, you get to choose options and stuff. So it's quite cool, it's different. But yeah, I've always been a Pro Evolution lover. That's always my sort of game when it comes to football.
Yeah, you love a bit of Pez.
I love a bit of Pez. But Pez
has it been announced what features are different in 2018? I can't remember. The FIFA 18, yeah.
No, not really. Other than they've got Ronaldo now, basically up front and selling it. They've mo-capped him, all of his skills and stuff, and he's helping them make the game. So it's based around him. And obviously, they've always won in terms of the licensing. Because all the teams are licensed, whereas Pez only has normally one or two.
Mm.
But I think, I truly believe Pez always has and has had the better gameplay of both games. But yeah, so you had FIFA 18, you had NFL FIFA. I don't play that one really. NBA 18 as well announced. So all the usual stuff. Battlefield 1 is getting some new levels. Some new DLC.
Some nighttime maps.
Yeah.
I saw that. I was like, but do I want to pay extra for it?
Yeah, exactly. That's the problem, isn't it?
At the moment, I play the game, but the base game, I can't be bothered to buy the DLC for it, because
there's loads.
It just hasn't really... Like, I love it, but I don't love it that much.
Yeah.
Like, I probably will be getting the Call of Duty World War II one when that comes
out. That looks good, yeah.
The only other reason, again, is because everyone I know is pretty much going to be buying it.
Yeah.
Whereas only Battlefield 1, I've got me and my brother.
Yeah.
It's a bit like, are you online? No. Oh, fuck.
No, yeah. And you kind of want friends to play with.
Yeah. And that's the same now with, like, what was it? Star Wars Battlefront 2.
Yes.
Which looks 1,000 times better than the first one.
Yeah. And because so many people complained that they didn't get a campaign, which is true. Like, you know me, I'm a campaign lover.
Oh, here we go.
A campaign. And we're getting one for Star Wars Battlefront 2. And it's going to bridge the gap between Return of the Jedi and The Force Awakens as well, which is cool.
Yes.
So it's linking the films.
That'd be quite nice.
It's going to have three times as much content as Battlefront, the first one. Like I said, the maps are going to be bigger, going to have more characters, going to have more guns and more weaponry, gadgetry and stuff as well. Loads more customization, so you can customize literally everything. And yeah,
I love all that stuff.
Can't wait for that. There was a game called Anthem, which I think was announced. I'm not sure if it's a multi-platform title, but it kind of looks like, to me, when I saw it, it looks like Horizon Zero Dawn a little bit.
Oh yeah, there's DLC coming out for that as well.
Yes, there is. Yeah.
The Frozen Wilds.
Interestingly, just a bit of a side note, is now a major franchise for PlayStation because it's done so well.
Oh yeah, it's amazing.
And they're going to release content for the next 2 to 3 years for it.
Booyah!
So DLC, extra levels, customization, multiplayer and stuff.
I've kept all my save data. But I had
you got rid of it though?
Yeah, I traded it in, but then I was like, shit. I've kept all the save data though, so if I just pick it up again,
yeah,
and then I'll get the DLC for it.
Yeah,
that's when it only comes out in December, doesn't it? The DLC.
Yeah.
And then I'll get it then, and I'll just be like, yeah, I'll buy it.
Got a couple of new missions, isn't it, or something like that, or new levels or something.
Yeah, it's the frozen sort of side of it, so you get to go in like the cold, snowy areas of the map, and there'll be new missions there. And I look forward to seeing what comes next, because I love that game.
Yeah.
I've done everything on it, pretty much.
All the side missions and stuff.
Yeah, and I've got the superpower armor and all that.
Yeah. What else did you spot at E3?
Micro Machines.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
Micro Machines is coming back. I don't think they featured it too much at E3, but I read about it, and it's coming to PS4. It's called Micro Machines. Hold on, Micro Machines, get my words out. Did you ever play Micro Machines on the Mega Drive?
Yeah, I loved it. We played your game last year.
Did you?
We both all did.
What one was it called there?
The Micro Machines one. What was it called?
That was the original, though, wasn't it? That was the... Oh, yeah, sorry. That was on the Mega Drive, wasn't it? In the retro section.
It was like top-down view, and it was so hard to play. When you got the hang of it, it was all right. But I used to love that game.
Yeah, it's awesome. And it's coming out soon. So I'm just grabbing up the case. But done by Codemasters, who do Dirt and Grid. And
oh, Codemasters, okay, yeah.
So Micro Machines, they're back. Read more, and it's called Micro Machines World Series. And the graphics look amazing on it. It's like literally like tabletop.
Oh, okay. They did a game like that, similar, on the PS4 called Tabletop Racing or something like that. It was very like Micro Machines.
You can't beat Micro Machines.
No, you can't. No, but yeah, I used to love the classics.
Yeah, so that coming back and that multiplayer, like racing each other, and you could like get the tanks and stuff and like shoot people.
Yeah.
And you used to like on the Mega Drive one, like the Micro Machines Army one.
Yeah.
On the cartridge, it had like extra controller ports, didn't it, to put on it?
Oh, yeah.
And you used to have like four mates come over.
Yeah.
And we used to play it.
That's
together.
The thing, we played it at EGX last year on an old school TV using the Mega Drive with some random guy. It was me, you.
It was fun.
Yeah, it was cool. It was so good. And at first, like, it's like, how did we play this back then? Because it's so hard, like the top-down view, and if you're out of the screen, you get killed and all this other stuff. But once you get used to the map, you sort of know where you're going.
Yeah.
And you can sort of boss it a little bit and come
battle
first.
Battle mode, all new battle arenas, miniature scale, obviously, because they're Micro Machines. Team play lets you work together. Capture the flag, King of the Hill, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All good shit.
It's so good.
So is that going to be a full game title, or just PSN exclusive, or what are we going to get for that?
So PS4, it's on most consoles, actually.
Okay.
So it says on there, releasing April 2017, but I think they delayed it.
Well, obviously,
so it's coming out. Yeah, it's on pre-order now. And then it says keep up to date, and then we'll obviously let you know when it's coming out. But it should be coming out maybe a bit later this year, or in the next few months.
Mm.
Yeah, man.
Interesting. Micro Machines, yeah. I had to give that a
go. I used to collect the actual toys of that as well.
Yeah, wasn't it?
It was a craze once.
Wasn't it a TV series, was it? Was it a TV series or something? No, was it just
toys? It was just the games. They were just called like Micro Machines.
The games and the toys, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Before, like, PS1 and stuff, Micro Machines.
Yeah, it's so old, yeah.
It's like going well back in time.
So old.
Anything else on your list?
Yeah, Days Gone.
Oh, yeah. I think I will get it.
We have to get it.
Because it looks amazing.
It looks very like The Last of Us / The Walking Dead / I don't know, something else.
It's a shooting, it's survival, shooting them, zombies.
Post-apocalyptic.
Yeah, like the film DayZ or something.
Yeah. So the first sort of gameplay we saw, didn't we, like a year ago, was him running from literally like a thousand
hundreds of them, and he's shooting them
infected.
And everything. Yeah.
And I would have just been terrified if I was that character, just legging it. So then this game, we got to see a bit more of the gameplay, and it follows the lead character, I forgot his name, but you're on a bike, so you get like free roaming, obviously. He's on a bike, he comes across these two guys, he manages to kick shit out of them, and then nicks their weapons and goes off down the camp, because they've got his friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he like sees these guys around a campfire, so you're kind of like, how am I going to get past these? He sets a bear trap, calls the guy over. The guy goes over and gets his leg trapped in a bear trap, and then so everyone else rushes to him, and you sneak past them. And then that's when you come to the raft thing. You see all these infected, like thousands of infected again. You're like, shit. So the idea is that he goes across, doesn't he? And he sees a tower full of people. He sees his friend up there, and then he releases the barge, and all them infected come through, and then obviously chase over the guards.
Oh, my days.
So it's kind of like, what? So you're going to have not only infected to deal with, but obviously real people as well, like other people
it's
in
the
game.
Like, it's almost like, yeah, like The Last of Us.
It is like, yeah. Did you ever play that?
Yeah, I completed it.
Oh, yeah.
Completely. I can't.
I've done it like 4 or 5 times.
That's what they sort of announced a bit more, didn't they, at EGX, The Last of Us Part 2.
Yes.
And there's only been like sneak peeks, really, of it, and it's not gone into too much detail.
Yeah, they're being so
secretive. They're keeping it really buried, aren't they? But that's a buy straight away anyway.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. But yeah, Days Gone looks awesome. I don't know when it's coming out. I think hopefully it's 2017, fingers crossed, because I need something to play to keep me entertained.
Yeah, I mean, there's not much coming out this year, though, that's actually
staying. Nah, so I mean, I'm sort of resorting to games I had and haven't got around to. So at the moment, I'm going back to Walking Dead, the Telltale series, where you get to choose your own decisions and stuff. It's so cool because you're basically playing a movie and you get to choose your own decisions and who dies and who lives and stuff, and that's cool. So I'm doing that.
Cool.
But yeah, like actual game wise, other than like a multiplayer game, I'm not actually playing anything else.
No.
Really, all the way through.
Yeah, I'm sort of holding it back. I mean, I completed the last, The Last of Us, Horizon and stuff. So.
Well, I am tempted to get The Last of Us remastered on the PS4.
Yeah, just to play get it a again. Bit of nostalgia.
Yeah, just play from again. The PS3. It is though. An awesome game.
Is that pretty much it on your
list? Assassin's Creed.
Oh yeah, the Egypt, the Origins.
That looks so good.
So it's like going back again, but it's like the first Assassin's Order.
I'm not gonna lie, it looks pretty awesome. I got bored with the Assassin's Creed series.
I. Like when Black Flag come out.
Yeah.
I played it a bit. I was like, this is shit.
I think the last one I played was Brotherhood. You know. That was the last one
I
played.
Don't bother getting the rest. I mean, people might disagree with me, but I don't know. It just didn't really tickle me.
I just got bored of him. Now,
if it goes back to Origins,
kill him.
This looks like it could work, so I'm tempted to see a little bit more of it, and then maybe get it.
Yeah.
We'll see. The graphics look awesome on it. Look
amazing. Yeah. It's so good. But I've ordered games because they took like 2 years off, didn't they? And said we're not going to make any more Assassin's Creed games. We're going to take a year off, evaluate it, and then come back. And the last one was the London one, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Did you ever play that one?
No. Because I was like, I'm not giving it a chance. It needs to impress me. A game's got like half an hour to get me in. And if it don't, then I'm getting rid of it.
Yeah. And like we've discussed this a lot of times as well. Like when it comes to open world games now, because there's so much to do, you're sort of at a loss of playing it sometimes. Because you're just like, I want
to
get on with
it. It needs to grab me. Like Horizon, I was really sceptical about playing it. And then when I got into it, first 10 minutes of gaming, I was like, this is awesome.
You loved it.
And then I just carried on. I didn't want to put the controller down.
So you're I don't know if you've ever played any of the Uncharted games.
Yeah, I played a bit of it. I think I would like that.
You would love it.
My brother loves it. He's completed all of them.
Yeah, get it, just because Uncharted 4 is probably one of the best games ever.
Yeah, and the graphics are really good.
Are amazing. But the only thing that's probably going to come close to it is Horizon, in terms of gameplay and graphics. The story, just it feels like it's open world, but it's linear, so you're going to do so much. But the gunplay, the fights and stuff, and the acting, like the mocap on it, it's just so good. So definitely going to recommend. Other than that, I think
that was the highlights. That's pretty sort much of my us anyway. I mean, there's a load more on there.
But I wasn't watching.
But they were like quite low level stuff that I couldn't really give a crap
there's,
about.
God of War, we saw another sneak peek of that, which is another going to be another yes, because God of War is amazing.
I haven't played any of the God of War. Oh, you haven't watched the original Batman, shut up.
I still got that.
Yeah, you have. Right, you still haven't watched it.
No, I've watched half of it.
What?
Yeah, it was like 2 weeks ago, I put it on, and I watched half of it, and I fell asleep.
And what do you think of it, though, so far?
I quite enjoyed it, actually.
It is good.
Because the PS4 upscales it to sort of HDs, it looked quite good.
Yeah, mate, it's awesome.
You need to play. What was I talking about again? God of War. You've got to play God of War. It is so good. Put it on easy because it is a hard game. Put it on easy, smash your way through it. When you get to the big bosses and like the cutscenes and stuff and the quick time events, it's so cool. Like, really.
So hopefully
graphics.
The new one you'll be getting as well then.
Oh yeah, because you've got your son in the new one and you play as him as well.
Oh right.
And there's a story there and it's awesome. Really, really cool. Anything else that you noticed?
That was pretty much everything that
might come back to it in another episode.
Yeah, we might just I mean, we always talk about games anyway. This was EGX stuff that we highlighted.
Yeah.
But we always talk about maybe in the next episode or whatever.
Or whatever. Yeah.
Nothing major in the world.
What have you got your end?
No. I only was checking Twitter. This is something really random.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, you see, like, celebrities that do this, oh, my God, look how sexy I am. Like, Zac Efron was buff for Baywatch.
Yeah, ridiculously buff, yeah.
And it says on Twitter, like, get lean in 2 months with Zac Efron's, his secret formula has been revealed. And I was like, yeah, his secret formula is personal trainers, personal chefs, and someone that's like on set with him every day, making sure he's sticking to that specific diet.
Yeah.
There's nothing amazing about it. And then when you click on the link, it'll take you to some shitty secret formula. Basically, it's like a protein shake or something.
Oh, really? Oh, right.
And it's like, no, it's not.
Oh, so I would have thought it would be like a plan or something.
Yeah, they might link you to the plans and stuff as well. But who the fuck sticks to that anywhere in the world if they're like... I mean, I personally have tried things like... The only thing that worked for me was Sean T's Insanity.
Yeah.
But I stuck to just the pro. I didn't really do the meal plan.
Yeah, because you can do that as well.
But I didn't because it was so intense anyway. I was just The weight was just falling off.
Yeah.
But other than that, these celebs that get ready for movies within a month or two, like even less sometimes, like 60-day plan, they've got personal training because they've got to get them ready for the role, haven't they, for the movie?
Yeah.
Like if I was to star in a movie, they'll just buff me out, baby. I'd be like, yeah, thanks for that.
Yeah, here's a trainer. Here's your workout. I think
And the chef will be like, here's your meals. You don't get to go out and get your own meals. And if you do, I think they dock you like, they will punish you because you've signed a contract.
Yeah.
And you need to be, like, you're filming. That's your work.
Yeah.
And obviously you do.
Look at Wolverine, Hugh Jackman in Logan, like how ripped he was. But he said, like, because there's tricks of how you can do it as well. And one of them is water.
Oh,
like, you just drink nothing but water. And basically, like, dehydrate yourself to the point where your skin shows all the muscles and stuff.
Yeah.
And he said, like, it's absolutely horrible, and I would not advise anyone doing it. But that's how you get the muscle look for, like, a bit as well.
Yeah.
So, but yeah.
But he has, like, there's medical professionals on set and stuff. Yeah. That he would, like, follow up.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's not something that we would do.
Yeah. Let's just starve myself of water. Yeah. Clop. Yeah. Yeah, just, like, keel over.
Next. But yeah, I know what you mean. If we had the time and the money and, you know, the know-how to do
that. I mean, if I won the lottery tomorrow or something, I'd be like, I'd have a personal chef and I'd be trained every day probably by a professional personal trainer.
Yeah.
And you'd be buff.
Yeah, because it's just knowing what to do and how little can I do it to get away with it.
Yeah, but what is it? 70% of it is diet anyway.
Yeah, and...
30% is exercise.
And food's all right. Like, always eat shit. Sometimes you crap days, don't you? But
you are allowed a cheat day. Yeah. And even like the professionals.
But you've got to be so strict of what you eat. You've got to cut out alcohol. You've got to cut out like sugars, and you've got to eat basically just like carbs.
That's why. I'm like, I can't. That's why I need to hire a professional.
Yeah.
Diet chef.
Because I wouldn't know what to eat.
Because they can make banging looking meals as well, and they're delicious.
Because like otherwise it's just rice and chicken, isn't it? Basically.
Yeah, I don't know. Like the proper meals. And if you do buy the proper food in this country as well, like in Tesco's or whatever,
the bill.
It adds up to just like a mil fucking thousand.
The cooking of it, because like, I think if you're trying to put on muscle, you've got to eat regularly. So you've got to eat like three or like seven meals a day or something.
Yeah, I'm alright with just being
like
that.
And this is like lean. Full meals. This is like a big portion of chicken or rice or something. Protein or something, or jacket potato with like no butter on, like it's really strict with what you can have, and it would get boring that you can have a bit of sauce. Because I've seen friends do it at work, but it's like, how can you do that and eat every 2 hours as well? But then you've got to cook it all as well at the weekend,
I want my weekend
like 7 hours cooking.
That's why I would want like a person like this chef to do it for me, and then I make sure that I know the meals are there,
or you could just buy it,
or you could get the mail order stuff that they send you, and then at least if you cook it yourself, you can sort of trust them. Because what if you won the lottery and your chef like, had a bit of a grudge against you? Oh, he's a rich fucker. I'm going to poison his ass.
Yeah.
Watch out. Yeah. At least if I know I'm cooking it myself, don't be
you
so
know
lazy.
It's, you know it's
Yeah, you know, like, because you can get, the, like you said, the you pack. Get those specific chef meals. Like, this is your lean diet. Don't eat anything else. But then you got to trust yourself. It's like, fuck's sake.
Yeah, when someone's at work, it's like, do you want a donut? It's like, fuck you.
Yeah, like, in office life, here comes all the sweets and the cookies.
Yeah. We actually have a designated treats table, and I swear it's never not like full. There's always like biscuits or cakes, and you have to walk past it every time you go to the toilet, so you're kind of like, oh yeah, I'll have one of them.
Yeah, you always end up eating like something,
and it's like a reflex. You don't even know you're doing it as well. You just sort of like, just boom,
your body's
and
like,
it's kind of sugar. Boredom as well sets in, and like cups of tea. Why do we drink cups of tea in the office all day? I have like four or five cups of tea.
No, I'm not that bad. I'll have two coffees maybe.
But at the weekend, you wouldn't do that. You wouldn't have five teas at the weekend, would you? It's boredom. It's just going to get up and do something. And it's just like...
Office life is crap, man. You're sitting there in front of the telly. That's why you need to just get out.
So when someone says you want a cuppa, you don't even want one, but you just say yes anyway, just because it's someone making...
Do you want a cup of tea? Well, if you're making it.
Because I'm not making it, so go ahead, mate.
But then you've got to trust them. Like, are they going to spit in my tea?
Oh, no, they wouldn't do that.
No, well, you never know.
You never know.
Well, yeah, that was weird. That was EGX to random life. But yeah, that's fine.
EGX to trying to get fit.
Thank you for joining us this week.
Joining us.
Yeah, you know what I mean. Thank you for joining us this
week. Next week, we should hopefully have a very special guest, but fingers crossed that it might happen, it might not, but we'll let you know. Mm-hmm. And yes, in the meantime...
you can find us on Twitter at the Something Pod, capital T, capital S, capital P. If you want to follow me, Dan,
I wouldn't
individually. Get out of town. Everyone wants to follow me.
Follow him.
No, yeah, it's a funny guy. At DanMan5K, and what? Hang on a minute. Yeah, at DanMan5K. How can I forget my own Twitter feed?
You had a 3K one as well, but
yeah, no. I did, but. 5K.
It's all about the 5K.
It's all about the 5,000.
And if you want to follow me, my own Twitter is Cyril Kevbo. Yes, follow away. Follow both of us. Tweet us questions. We don't get any questions. So
yeah, and if you want to be a guest or anything, let us know.
Yeah.
We'll slap
or
you in.
Shout out
we
as well.
We can Skype you. We can shout you out.
We can meet you in person.
Yeah,
we can come to your house.
we'll try.
Sorry for the beeping. That's my phone notifying me of something.
Yeah, get out.
Yes. In the meantime, thanks for downloading and
see you.
Bye.